This is being recorded for the Voice Team Mystery Box 2024 event for the Do the Weird Thing challenge. The weird thing in this case will be the cover, so that won't show up in the audio, unfortunately. Sorry. According to Freud, written and read by Blue Dreaming. Underneath his coat, tucked into pockets, Ronan's fingers are twisting around, skin over bone. Kavinsky knows the feeling. Stealing from the other place eventually has its consequences, but he's damned if he'll let that stop him. The hive creation is too big to pay heed to anything else. Anything except the sharpness of the cheekbones on Ronan's face. The fact that he's looking even more lethal than usual. Kavinsky would drag him to breakfast, but that's not his style. Other people might look at Ronan and see darkness, tattoos and scars and a coiling scowl, but Kavinsky is so much more used to fronts. Looking at Ronan's clean slate, everything scrawled on the surface for the world to read, he can only feel the deep, sticky rottenness that makes up everything inside himself. You have your dreams as an adventure. Mine are the only thing I have left. If the dreams lose their power, there's no more point to swimming above their current. What would you do if you stopped being able to dream? Ronan asks, and he sounds bored, but he also sounds like he's paying very close attention to what's being said. Kavinsky doesn't sugarcoat it, but his words are so much thicker, heavier than Ronan's are anyway. Too much history I've let in. I would stop. Ronan looks confused. Stop what? It's too hard to explain. Kavinsky is a million fragments of muck coalescing to sludge through his veins and arteries. The only stitching in the painting are the knots. I would stop being. He saves a cache of pills in his car for exactly that reason, dreaming his failsafe into duplicate after duplicate after duplicate, a last escape into a better place. Kavinsky plays with the idea of Ronan dreaming him back into existence, but the plan is only self-indulgent. Kavinsky lets himself dream on for a moment, but the concept is fleeting. There's not enough of him to do anything. Ronan has hands in his pockets. Kavinsky's are empty. The end. Well, for this one, I will probably have to put an implied potential suicide warning on the post somewhere, probably. Yep.